Love rejoices in the truth. Love does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Love does not rejoice in iniquity. Rejoicing in unrighteousness can take the character of wishing or hoping someone will fall into sin or make a terrible mistake. Committing sins is bad enough, but when a person starts to boast or brag about them, that makes those sins even worse. Love never takes any satisfaction from sin, whether that sin is committed by ourselves or by others. Isaiah warned of an attitude which is increasing, especially in this day and age, where people will justify all sorts of unrighteousness and try to make a wrong appear to be right. Isaiah 5:20 says, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." We live in a culture that has no boundaries. In society, it would seem that there are no constraints and everything is condoned by public opinion. The sad fact is that people are simply glorifying sin. They are rejoicing in iniquity. Television is only one of many avenues that this flood of immorality is destroying people's consciousness. We can witness daily the glorifying of unrighteousness through the programming of violence, crime, immorality, slander, adultery, fornication, and the like, which to many people is attractive and entertaining. As believers, we are not immune from enjoying such things, so we all need to be on guard. Rejoicing in sin is wrong because it is an insult to God. If we love God, what offends Him will offend us, and what grieves Him will grieve us. One of the most common forms of rejoicing in sin is gossip. This sin, which many Christians treat lightly, especially compared to the others, is still in God's sight a terrible sin. These six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to Him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. Gossip uncaringly reveals the weaknesses and sins of others, and therefore hurts rather than helps people in their time of need. Even if gossip is true, it is still gossip. It is the way unfavorable truth is passed on, or in other words, it is none of your business and you have no right telling others. The essence of gossip is gloating over the shortcomings and weaknesses of others, which makes gossip a great sin. Love rejoices in the truth. The word truth mentioned here is referring to the truth of God's revealed word. Love always rejoices in God's truth, and never with the lie or false teaching. Love will never and cannot tolerate wrong doctrine. The apathy of Christendom denies Jesus' deity, miracles, resurrection, atoning sacrifice, second coming, and the judgment to come. Is it right that as Christians we should just forget all about doctrines and just learn to love one another? Love without spiritual knowledge and discernment can only lead to division, strife, and jealousy that we learn from the letter to the Corinthians. The importance of doctrines is that they do divide the truth from the lie. Love is consistent with kindness, but it is not consistent with the compromising of the truth. John teaches, "This is love, that we walk according to His commandments."